Accompanied by the nine voice threshold singers, more than 60 people gathered at Mission Point on New Year's Day for the 30th annual lighting of the memory ceremony, organized by the Sunshine Coast Hospice Society. One by one, cardboard ornaments inscribed with the names of lost loved ones were committed to the flames of a flickering beach fire. In a poem, Audrey Spiller farewelled her late husband. "Who are you? I am the one who loves you most and knows you the best. What advice do you have for me? Keep walking, carve your own path, inspire others to do the same." Tess Huntley, executive director of the Sunshine Coast Hospice Society, served as master of ceremonies. Huntley has led the organization for just under 2 years. "This ritual is not just about letting go," Huntley said. "It's actually a joyful and loving experience. Most of our work is supporting people to live and live fully, even people who have been given a palliative diagnosis." The Hospice Society will screen its 2022 documentary, Living with Dying, at the Gibson's and District Public Library on Saturday, January 21. Making Christmas Last. The Motet Ensemble, under the direction of David Poon and accompanied by organist Michael Molnar, heralded the 12 days of Christmas during a concert at St. Hilda's Anglican Church on Jan. 2. "It's a very multicultural program," announced Poon, who selected works ranging from Gregorian chant to 20th-century settings of millennia-old creeds. The work Bogoroditsi Daivo, by Arvo Part, was sung in its original Estonian in honor of the Feast of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Poon noted the passing of Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI, who shared the same death date as 4th-century Pope Sylvester I. Motet commemorated Sylvester's feast day with two S. Petras, a short work by French composer Maurice Deroufle. During four familiar carols, audience members joined the choir in song. The nine choristers soared into complex harmonies and descants as each number neared its conclusion. Motet reassembles in mid-May for rosary-themed concerts in both Gibson's and Vancouver. Browse to motet.ca for event listings.